Hey neighbor. Sorry I let myself in. Didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to welcome you to the building since you're new and all. And I do think you left the front door open. You know, I was pretty close to the last few tenants of this unit. But you know how apartment life is. People come, people go. Never even hear from some of them again. But anyways, that's all beside the point. I just wanted to swing by and introduce myself. Maybe be nosy and peek at your furniture and shit. Oh, I like what you've done with the place, by the way. Although, I've got to admit, the furniture isn't all that looks good in here, neighbor. What did you say your name was again? Actually, wait, no. Don't tell me yet. The mystery is kind of fun, don't you think? Here you are. My handsome, mysterious new neighbor. And I'm just a cute, innocent little girl stopping by to make sure you feel welcome in your new apartment. So tell me, new guy, is there anything I can do to make you feel more comfortable? Come on, sit down on the couch with me. Make yourself at home. Well, since, you know, it's your home anyways, right? I mean, obviously. You live here. Whose else home would it So, would you think I was a huge slut if I said I think you're really hot? And, before you answer, would it be a problem for you if I were a slut? It's just, you see, I used to fool around with the guy that used to live here. And now that he's gone, well, a girl has needs, you know? And you're just so attractive. You know, there's just something about this apartment. I think it really brings out a certain side of people. There's a story that gets told about this unit sometimes. One of the little infamous stories this building has now. How about I take care of this bulge you seem to have growing here? And I'll tell you all about it. You see, there was once a girl who came and visited this apartment years ago. The way I hear it, she was a slut too. So, she came over to see the guy who lives here, right? And just like I'm doing right now, she got on her knees in front of the couch and she got this guy's cock out. Oh, what a perfect cock you have. Yep, I'm going to have fun with you for sure. So, back to my story. So this girl, she started running her tongue over his cock real slow, just like this. Oh, from his balls all the way up to the tip. We're the same, me and her. I just can't help myself when there's a delicious cock like this right in front of me. So, this little slut, she's just between his legs, teasing his cock with her tongue and her lips, kissing his balls. Then slowly taking the tip of his cock in her mouth like this. But you know how greedy little whores are, right? There was no way that was going to be enough. She had to have more of his cock, had to feel it in the back of her throat. Just taking every inch of this fucking cock. Feeling her eyes water. Loving the feeling of just being a dirty fucking slut. But she was so aware of the longing between her thighs, the desperate need to have him inside of her. So she stood up, pushed him back, putting her hands on his chest, and lowered herself. So there she is, riding him, feeling his cock filling her. Just fucking taking every inch of him. And she was loving it. Every fucking thrust, pushing deeper into her, driving her crazy. Fuck. Oh, I feel so good. Don't stop fucking me. No matter how crazy this story gets, and it will, you gotta promise not to stop because your fucking cock is incredible. And I need this more than you fucking know. Promise? Oh, yes. Oh, good. Here's where it gets kind of weird. Well, as I was on top riding him, as she was on top riding him, her head thrown back in pleasure. Oh, am I in another world? Someone else came in. His friend. He asked if she was ready for more, but she didn't want it. She tried to say no, but the friend just laughed and kept walking towards him on the couch. She panicked and tried to get off, but she slipped. And it pushed her down on the floor, right next to where I'm riding you right now. The first guy grabbed her legs. Forced his cock back into her from behind. And she tried to scream, but was quickly muffled by the other cock being shut in her mouth before the sound could escape. And she struggled, but they were too big for her. Too strong. They were raping her, and there was nothing she could fucking do about it. No, don't try to fucking push me off. I want you to listen. I was just a little fucking whore to them. Oh, something to get off with. I never felt so fucking powerless. But things are different now. Now I'm the strong one, even though I don't look like it. And you're just my fuck toy. You're going to let me ride your fucking cock, and you're going to listen to my fucking story. You're going to listen to me tell you about how they raped me right here in this cursed room. How the one in front of me made me choke and gag on his fucking cock until I thought I would fucking suffocate. And the one behind me raping my fucking little pussy and then stuffing his cock in my asshole. Just fucking me harder and harder and using me rougher than I ever wanted or imagined. I tried to cry out. I tried to push them away, but they wouldn't stop. They just kept using me. Abusing my body. But the worst was what it did to my mind, knowing I was no longer a person. I was just a thing, just like you are right now. Just a thing to help them get off. I was nothing but a sobbing, messy, helpless little fuck toy. And it was like the only thing that existed in the world was that feeling of hot cock just forcing its way into me, every hole in my body, over and over again. Finally, the guy in front of me came. I could taste it in my mouth and feel it dripping down my face. Come, please come, I'm begging. Just come and end this. I don't care where. You can come in my pussy. Is that what you want? Anything, please. Come to me. Come on me. Just please come, please. Fucking come. Just like that, I begged him to come so it would finally end. But the guy who already came told me to be quiet, and I didn't. And that was a mistake. He yelled at me again to shut the fuck up and put his hand around my throat, just like I'm doing to you right now. Do you like that? Does it hurt when I squeeze? Or are you like me, barely feeling it at all, just getting raped and having the life choked out of you. Dying like a little fucking piece of rape meat right here in this apartment. And before I died, a funny thing happened. My mind snapped. I finally understood it. I realized I could take whatever the fuck I wanted from whomever I wanted. Forever. And always. Oh, but don't worry. I'm here. You won't be alone. I'll always be here with you. You, me, and all the other men I've killed here in this cursed apartment. Oh, so die for me. Die like me. And fuck me forever.